of Lakeville, November the 6th, 1987. Interview with Mrs. John W. Clark.
You can change anything you want.
No, this will, you know, we won't have to change it. Let's start then with, what was your maiden name?
My maiden name was Gertrude Roberts Sven.
Mm-hmm. And Sven, how do you spell that?
No, F-E-N-N.
Oh, F-E-N-N, Fenn. Now, I think you mentioned that your grandfather was the one who came to Lakeville.
My grandfather and grandmother came from Sheffield, England. I can't remember what year, I'd forgotten all that, but he was brought over to this country, or came to this country, to work in the Holly Manufacturing Place, which shop, which is now the Holly Place Restaurant Inn. And they made Sheffield cutlery, as far as I know. He must have worked there for years, because I remember as I grew up that he was working there. He had six daughters, my mother was one, and I did find out that they were all born in the United States. I had thought that maybe a couple of the older ones were born in England, but they weren't. They were all born in the United States. My mother was the second to the youngest, and her name was Beatrice Roberts. That's where my middle name came from.
Your middle name is Roberts?
Yes.
Now, was that from your mother's side? Your mother's name?
Beatrice Roberts.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then her mother was from a
Roberts
family?
My grandfather's name was Walter Roberts.
Oh, I see.
Walter and Lucy Roberts.
Okay.
And first they were married in England. I can't remember how old my grandfather was when he died. My grandmother died when she was about 62. She died in Lakeville. I remember that. I was going to school then, just grammar school. Then, let's see, my mother was married to Merrill Fenn.
Was he a native person?
No, my dad came from New Milford, and he worked down in Redding, Connecticut. And he worked for the telephone company for 47 years. And I remember him saying that he started working with a horse and wagon for $13 a week. And I said, and you got married on that, Dad? He said, yes. And I had three brothers, and I was the only girl. So where shall I go from there?
Now, you grew up in Lakeville. Your early years were here.
I grew up in Lakeville. And I married my husband when I was 22, and we moved to Greenwich, Connecticut. That's where his family came from originally. But the Merritt Parkway took their home, and they came to Lakeville. And they bought the place which is now the apartment house there. It was the Dr. Bissell house.
Oh, yes.
And that was our first home, because we lived with them for two or three years until our son was born. That was a beautiful house on the main street. Lovely. First they moved it and made apartments of it. Then we had two sons. They're both airline captains now. And then we didn't care for Greenwich. We really didn't. So we came back home to Lakeville, and we rented a house for a while, until we built our home on the lake, which is now the Robert Yoakum House.
Yes.
And we lived there for 21 years, brought our sons up there, had the best of everything. The water was beautiful, clear, clean. The boys had a nice, good life. They went away to college, and we sold the house. Then we moved to Horseshoe Lane, and we lived there for 11 years. And then we wanted to get a little closer to the village, so we came and rented for a year in over on Ethan Allen Street. We had a nice apartment, belonged to a doctor, while we built this, where we are now. We've been here for 13 years. I've seen a lot of changes in the town,
you
know,
sure,
all that time. When we first not when we first came, but my first memories are, we had at least, this is what we were trying to count last night, we had at least 5 stores to shop in. We had 2 meat markets. One of them is over, was over near where the laundromat is now, in that other building. One was up, if you walk straight up across the park, it was below Liberty's drugstore, which is no longer there. And then that also was a meat market. Oh, there were some, then there was Casey's Market, which was in the building that's now sitting across there, that brown building.
Across from the post office right here.
Here. Uh-huh. That's the market that used to be Casey's Market.
So that's right here on Porter Street, just across the way.
Right, that's the one that was moved from the main street. Mm-hmm. It was the jewelers, finally.
Oh, yes.
But in between that, it was a grocery store, it was Casey's Market, and it was another chain market, I can't remember now. Across the street from that was what we call the Roberts Building, no relation of mine. And that was, that housed a dentist up above, and that burned several times. And the post office used to be right on the left of that, in the same building.
Now, the Roberts Market was where in relation?
It's where the Holly Place is now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. First, it was all remodeled.
And the post office was?
The post office was on the left of that, in the same building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the dentists were upstairs, but that building burned. Of course, then the post office, again, in my childhood, was over under the theater, and the theater burned.
And where was the theater?
The theater was where the Brothers Pizza place is now.
Oh, yes.
You see, after they're gone, it's so hard to remember.
Mm-hmm. One was on the Main Street, the kind of business area over there then. So what
right.
was on the
well,
Main?
Right, then on the Main Street, it was Dufour's Garage, mm-hmm. and there was another garage at the end of the street where the new little convenience store is going up now.
Oh, yes.
Before you. Those were garages. Of course, with no parks in there. That was Heaton Barnett's store in between. And then my father's radio shop, which later moved to another place across the street. And Paul Argel's barber shop. And then you came to Dufour's Garage, and then what we call the Hub, which was that building too. It was the same hub too.
That's the same brown building that you referred to.
As far as I can remember, it was mm-hmm. the same brown building.
Right.
It might have been the Hub before. It was Casey's Market. You know, this is what gets mixed up.
Yes, sure.
And then, of course, if they tore everything down there, it makes it so hard to remember. There was Hugo's store down where all those shops are now. Mm-hmm. Hugo was there for years and years.
And what kind of a shop was it?
That was a little bit of everything. Convenience.
Heaton
Barnett was, when then Darrell Miller had that after, mm-hmm. before they took all that down. Mm-hmm. They emptied the street so that it's hard to remember what was there. And then we had Martin's Garage. And, of course, before the telephone office was down there, my doctor was down there. Dr. Brewer was in one area there, but when the buildings all changed, it's kind of hard to remember just what. I don't really know some of the people that are in those buildings now, the businesses. And then up the hill we had, up on top on the left was Newkirk Funeral Home. Not mm-hmm. Newkirk, it's Burdick.
Okay.
Burdick, B-U-R-D-I-C-K,
mm-hmm.
Burdick. And then down the hill, coming down the hill, we had Ben Jones, who used to own the Lakeville Journal.
Ben Jones.
His house. Then we had Dr. Peterson, who was probably my mother's doctor. Well, he was mine for a while, because I remember taking my son to him when he cut his finger off.
Mm.
And then we had Dr. Simmons. And then we had Dr. Bissell. These were all doctors. We had Dr. Tuttle. And he was in my husband's family's second home, which is now Dr. Gott's.
Oh, where Dr. Gott is now.
Yeah, that was like that house and the big house were together there. And after his family sold the big house, they bought the little house, which was Dr. Tuttle's, and then the brook. Then there's the brook. Of course, the bank has all that now. Mm-hmm. And then coming up the street, my school is where the post office is. That was my school.
And how many grades did they have in the school when you were
there? They must have had eight, because there may have been another little school going up Montgomery Street on the right where Metz has those apartments now. Mm-hmm. That was a little school too, the one closest to the road.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because at one time I lived across the street with my family. And I remember that they moved just when I was getting ready to go to that school. I'm kind of annoyed because I was going to have to not be able to run right across the street to school. But
they couldn't possibly be the same grades then, were they?
No,
they.
But I don't know what grade started in the school. You've seen the picture in the.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's it's in the holding. The steps. When I was in the eighth grade there, I was drilled and drilled and drilled to go to the spelling bee. That's the last year's report, I think.
Yes. The photograph is in that Mrs. Clark is referring to is on page 34 in the Salisbury, Connecticut annual report for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 1987. You went to that school.
I graduated eighth grade there, mm-hmm. and then I went up to the hill, to high school. But I don't know. I guess it must have been the lower building because they probably didn't have the upper building.
No, definitely yes.
I know I did not go to regional. I took a postgraduate course up there, at the school, because I didn't get a chance to go to college. And that was the school. Now after the school, the church has always been there. My Methodist church
was always in that place, yes.
Because I used to go there with my mother. We used to go to Sunday school there. My boys went to Sunday school there for a while. And then we had a Rudman's Market, which is now where Bill Walsh's drugstore is. That was a market. And the Rudmans lived there for years up above it. And Herman Rudman. Herman was his son. Up the street, we had two barber shops. One was where the Western Union was, but the building is gone because that was a building that they destroyed when they made that park there. Dufour's Garage, and they took the building down. There was Judd's Barber Shop, my father's radio shop. Western Union was in there.
Where was that in relation, let's say, to the firehouse?
Well, it would have been across the street and up a little because it was next to Heaton Barnett's store.
Mm-hmm.
And in between was a little alley where you went down into Bessie's Restaurant, we'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
But that building had about four different things in it: a restaurant, a barber shop, a radio shop, and a Western Union.
Do you recall approximately what year those buildings? You say they were?
Burnt? I worked in my dad's radio shop after school when I was in high school. So, and I graduated when I was 17. So it had to be in my teen years, but I don't know how long after that because I got married and went away, and I didn't. I can't remember all those things. But. What other places did we have here? Oh, there was even a men's club. Now, you know where the Farm Tavern is now. That was always there. But just before that, there was another building which has been taken down between that and the Holly Place, and that had the men's club where the men went and played pool and did things that there's no place for them ever to do anything like that anymore.
Wish they had it.
I know. Isn't it true?
And particularly, I think, for the younger
The married men went, anybody went.
Sure.
You know, anybody that I don't remember being, especially for teenage, they didn't have problems with teenagers then. The teenagers either were doing something at home or they had little jobs in town, things they can't do very well now.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say, for instance, in your own case, you went to school,
I worked at my dad's radio shop after school. Later, I did some typing for different people because I went back to take a typing course. I couldn't run an electric typewriter now, or I couldn't run a computer. And my brothers, I can't remember just what they did, but my brother used to help out in a garage, and he finally got a wonderful job with a company and rose up to be regional manager, and is now retired only a year or so. And my other, well, I have one brother who's dead, and he served in the, he was a gunner in a B-17, was shot down over Germany.
World War II.
And was taken prisoner for 14 months. But only five of his crew lived, there were 12 in it. But he had problems, and he died several years ago. And my other brother is a lot younger than I, 17 years younger. That was another thing that kept me busy. My mother had a baby when I was 17, and I was a babysitter, among other things. We used to do the craziest thing. We'd take that baby out in the carriage, and we'd race all around. You know, you...
Well, that was a form of entertainment then.
You're right. Oh, I know what we had. We had the lake. Everybody gathered at the lake. Well, I know they do now, but it's not the same. The lake was the only amusement that we had out there. We had the movies and we had a bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
We also bowled over in Cana, too. But we never lacked the things to do. The big thing in life was to go to the Saturday night movie and then go over to Cana and have a hamburger in the diner. And that would probably cost us all of $2, both of us.
The whole evening.
Right?
Yeah.
And one night I won... they had these movie things where you won cash prizes.
Mm-hmm.
One night my name was called out, I won $90.
Oh.
That was $90.
Absolutely. You remember the movie?
No, and my husband, who wasn't my husband then, he was my date. It's always been a joke that I never shared my $90. But what I did, I took the $90 and I opened the first checking account I ever owned. And I paid some bills and things, little bills I had, probably didn't, you know, then $5 was a lot, so that you could pay a lot with $90. It didn't last long.
Yeah, sure.
But it was a thrill. I can't remember what kind of a contest it was, that whether they just drew names or what we had to do.
And back home, they just drew names and you got a...
Sometimes they had dish
glasses, dishes.
Right.
Yes. That's right. Okay.
But we never lacked for anything to do. Never.
Did you have any social clubs or any kind of clubs?
When I was younger, I belonged to Mae Bissell, and she lived in the house, which is, oh my heavens, have they taken that away, or which one is that? It might be the one that, no, Ralph Ingersoll is in the Harvey house. Well, Mae Bissell had a... Oh, Mae Bissell's was where the Litchfield Savings Bank is.
Oh,
And she had a sewing club. And we'd go there once a week. I learned how to use a thimble. I couldn't sew now without a thimble. A lot of girls say, how do you use a thimble? And I learned to crochet and do that stuff you do around pillow cases. And all kinds of little things we learned when we went.
What was the Bissell House? Is the Litchfield Bank exactly
now,
that house?
It is very well preserved.
Yes, it is.
You go in the same hall, and I look to the left, and I can remember we used to sit around the window seat. The girls did, and May taught. She was a spinster lady, and she taught sewing for years and years, and she was so sweet. But that also became Bronson King's store at one time, a woman's clothing store. After May was gone.
Mm-hmm.
She lived to a great old age, I think. And she must have been Dr. Bissell's sister. I don't know. Of course, Dr. Bissell was well known. That's why it's all the Bissell Street name.
He was a medical doctor.
He was a medical doctor.
Was he one of the early settlers here? Or?
I believe he must have been.
Must have been.
Because, of course, we all went to our doctors in their homes. I remember going up to Dr. Peterson's house.
Did they make visits to your homes then?
Yes.
Yeah, they, yeah.
Yeah. Very different from now, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, I understand. I'm going to go to Dr. Gott as soon as I get an appointment. I understand that Dr. Gott makes house calls.
You know who else did? What's his name? Carl Bornemann. He made he was our doctor, and you know, before he delete this, delete again. Still more. Two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Anything else that you recall in terms of the physical setup in Lakeville? How about the train station? That was active
it was
when you were there.
A train station, and when I was for years after, we had the trestle running right across, you know, right across the street or from where the nurse's station is now, right across the street down to community service.
Oh, down that way.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, and the trains would be running. Mm-hmm. But the only train I can remember taking myself was when I took a group of my my son's classmates. We took them to New York on the train to go on the Circle Cruise around New York. I don't know how many children we had, but I think there were two, a teacher and a couple of parents. I was one of them. We took the milk train from Millerton, 7 o'clock in the morning. And we rode to New York, and we got to Grand Central, and then we had to have, every child had to have 13 cents in his or her hand to board the bus.
13 cents?
13 cents. We had to make sure they had it, because they're going to troop in, and no time to make change. And we went over to where we got the vote for the Circle tour. And of course, I'm not used to New York at all, so it was as much a thrill for me as it was for the children. Mm-hmm. We used to go down there quite a bit when we lived in Greenwich, but not to the city. We would go visit people that we knew in Riverside, people our own age. But we breathed a sigh of relief when we got them on the boat. We knew we couldn't lose any of them until we got off the boat. Because they were all right on the train, but the transfer from the train to the buses was quite a job. And they were all curious. This one little boy, we're walking down whatever the big street is there, and he says, "Is there a bicycle shop here, Mrs. Clark?" He wanted to get some of his bicycle. No, there was no bicycle. But when we got back to Grand Central that day, one little girl who had lived in New York with her parents before they came to Lakeville, She decided to go off somewhere, and it got to be almost time for the train to go at 4 o'clock or something like that in the afternoon. She finally showed up, but she knew what she was doing, but we didn't know that she knew what she was doing. She probably didn't go very far away, but she got away from the group. But we finally got home that evening, and we were all exhausted. But that was, I can't remember what grade my son was in, but it was his class we took to New York. But as I say, I was married fairly young. We started going together when we were about 18, I guess, and we were married at 21, which doesn't seem so young now, and I see some of the people getting married or not getting married. But it did seem young then. We were very much younger. We seemed younger when I think back on it, than a 21-year-old does now. I don't know what the difference in the world, you know.
Probably.
But when I was 17, I was still taking a Sears Roebuck catalog and cutting out paper dolls. I don't mean that I was childish, but it was fun because I was dressing them like you would dress yourself, you know, I like sure. this dress on you. And we'd make these little things and put them over the shoulder and dress something that was mm-hmm. in the catalog. It wasn't because you were a childish, but because you were interested in the clothing mm-hmm. or putting this outfit on, that outfit. Mm-hmm. But we didn't, of course we had none of the things they have now. We had no drugs and we didn't pay any attention to alcohol at that point. We had to grow up to do that. Although I will say that we did drink some things we shouldn't have, like probably some homemade wine, some beer and things. I can remember my father and mother making homemade root beer. Did you ever have that?
My father made homemade root beer and yeah. beer yeah. and wine. So the cellar was always... Yeah.
yes. Well, my dad didn't make any beer or wine, but I remember my mother making the root beer. And I remember somebody putting eggs down in water. What did they call that? They put them down, they called them glass eggs or something. They preserved eggs that way. Now maybe that was my grandmother.
They preserved the eggs by yeah. putting them in water?
They did something to them. Uh-huh. My husband would remember about that.
Mm-hmm. But that's interesting.
If you wanted an egg, you would go and get it out of this thing that had the water in it.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand that myself.
I don't know.
The word glass was in there. They call them glass eggs or something. I don't know whether they're cooked or not. No.
In other words, they were raw, to your recollection. That's interesting.
Yeah, but, as they say, then the world started to change, and then you get busy bringing up your children.
Now, both of your sons are not living in Lakeville.
No, they left Lakeville when they were about, one left. Jerry graduated when he was 17. He would have been 18 the next month, and he went off to Purdue, where his brother was just getting through. It was a 2-year course, a professional pilot
right.
course,
right.
And he was a homesick boy for a little while. The other one graduated at a year later age because of his birthday. Yeah, his birthday was in May. But they had earned their right to go to Purdue. There were 10 boys a year picked for this course. And the first year was strictly academic. The second year, they flew as co-pilots for Purdue Airlines. And Purdue Airlines flew basketball teams, football teams, all around the country. And that's how they got their actual experience, but they had been flying for years before that at Great Barrington Airport.
Well, why, in other words, even at that point, young people were not staying in Lake, you know, didn't remain in the community?
Well, a lot were, but we always felt glad in later years that they got out when they did, because we found that too many boys who stayed in Lakeville did not get their opportunities at that age. You see, they got into the airlines at a wonderful time, because now they're 25 and 26 years senior pilots. In fact, my younger boy has been a pilot for 20 years, and he's only 20 years, and he's only 45. But they got in when the airlines were hiring really. Without any, with a lot of competition. There was competition because my boys had the background, else they probably wouldn't have been hired on me. One son was hired 3 weeks after he graduated, and the other had to wait about 3 months, but that was depending on the airline. But the airlines have changed so with deregulation that I'm very unhappy about that. But,
yes.
So their airlines are stable. They're doing all right. And they're, of course, 60 is retirement age, and one is 50 and the other's 45, but I feel that they're pretty secure now.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, you said, left to go to school when they were about 17 or so?
Right after high school.
Now, how was life different for them in high school than, let us say, for you when you...
As far as I know, no drugs. Mm-hmm. We were always happy that we feel that our boys escaped that era. Now, there may have been some we didn't know about, but we never had it. If we had any problem at all, it would be with boys going out and drinking beer or something. Mm-hmm. Not especially our boys, but I mean,
yes,
that was what they did for fun. They went out and drank beer, or they drank beer at the lake, or they did. But as far as I know, there were no drugs.
Well, did they have opportunities for any kind of social activities in the churches or in the school, or anything like that?
My boys didn't, for this reason, Bob. They went to work after school at the airport in Barrington. They worked weekends in Barrington. The younger one started at 12, mm-hmm. and he worked his way up and sold it when he was 14 years old.
14?
Illegally.
Yeah, that's good.
And at 16, they got their first rating where they could fly alone, because that's when they legally solo. At 17, they got another rating. At 18, they were both chartering airplanes to New York and Boston, mm-hmm. and because they were well trained. Mm-hmm. And it was for this reason, after taking written tests and oral tests, that they were able to get into this Purdue training thing, because of their background. Well, my husband was always interested in flying. We had some little airplanes of our own at the time, and he did not get into the commercial part of it. He stayed with instructing in small planes, and because he had a family, he probably gave up some of the opportunities. He would have had to become a co-pilot for a corporation, where you're away from home a lot. He did have one chance. Well, he didn't want to do it, because you can be called out at 2 o'clock in the morning and this kind of stuff. But he always was, the airport's his second home, it still is. So that, and then the older boy went to Indian Mountain School. He went to Town Hill, he went to Indian Mountain School, and then he went to Salisbury School. Well, he didn't care for it. He did not like team sports. He loved to sail, he loved to fly. He did not like football. The other boy was avid to play football. Mm-hmm. He went through public school and did beautifully. Mm-hmm. The younger one went through public school from beginning to end. He didn't want to go private school. Mm-hmm. He had his choice. So his brother ended up his schooling in the regional school for 2 years.
That would be when Dr. Stoddard was
there.
Dr.
Stoddard mm-hmm. was there.
Mm-hmm. Now, thinking back in terms of your own growing up, were there any social activities, like in the churches or other places that you people had opportunities?
Oh, one of the biggest thrills every year was the Sunday school picnic at Lake Buell. Lake Buell up in, Barrington. We're away from Barrington. My husband will know exactly where Lake Buell is, but in that area. Mm-hmm. Everybody went to the Sunday school picnics. Of course, I went to Sunday school. My boys didn't go very long because they were gone on Sundays. They went when they were little, but then they didn't go. But I can remember going to Sunday school every Sunday. We'd have 5 pennies. That was our collection. Because Sunday school was right in the church part.
Methodist church.
And our parents would give us each 5 pennies. Well, we'd be lucky if we got past McHugh's candy store down there, because 1 penny, you could get quite a bit of candy, penny candy, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
You might
sure,
get 5 pieces of something for a penny. Mm-hmm. So maybe sometimes we'd end up at Sunday school with 3 pennies instead of 5. I can remember that little thing, not much. But what else is funny that I can remember? I don't know, I think of things when I'm alone, and when I'm talking to you, I can't remember so much.
Well, that's... When the railroad, when the station was right in Lakeville, was that the time when you got a lot of people coming in just for the use of the lake and for summer? There was time, wasn't there, when there were a lot of summer people coming up?
When I don't seem to remember.
Oh, not in your day.
It seemed to me that when we went to the lake, we knew everybody who was there. Now I go to the lake and I know very few people, but then I don't go like I used to. I'm not a regular to go there. We used to go, skiing was our big sport in the winter. Of course, my husband was associated with Jiminy Peak and Catamount.
Oh, yes.
And so that we were one of the founders of Jiminy Peak. And we had that for 6 years, but we didn't have snowmakers, so we couldn't make out. But we used to go, here's my husband. Oh, good. Hi, honey. And
so Lakeview was around Barrington.
Yeah, it's East Creek Barrington.
East Creek Barrington. Yeah. And we were talking about, we never saw an awful lot of strange people at the lake in the summer. They didn't come into the lake. It was mostly everyone we knew at the
local.
Local people.
This is where everybody was there.
We're trying to establish, you know what. And the other thing, we used to go by train to go skiing. We'd go up to...
That was during the war.
During the war.
And pick up the train in Milton, go up to Hillsdale.
Oh,
and they'd meet you there with a horse and sleigh or wagon, take you over to Catamount to go skiing.
With a horse and wagon?
Yeah.
What fun.
And then we used to go from Cannes up to Great Barrington and go to GRS, which is now Butternut. Skiing over there. They did the same thing.
Also a horse and wagon.
Yeah.
And one time I remember that was so slippery that we all got off the wagon because the horse couldn't pull us.
What that was, it wasn't slippery, it was that they had a sleigh and the roads were bare and we had to get off the sleigh.
Because
the horse couldn't pull a sleigh on the cement on the road.
Well, we were trying to figure out how many things we had to do in Lakeville in this line of social things, and I said, well, I can just remember that it was a lot of fun to go on the Sunday school picnic up to Lake Buell. And I told him about going to Sunday school with 5 pennies in my hand and not making sure I get there with McHugh's candy store.
When was McHugh's? Where was the store?
It's the second house from the corner going towards Salisbury.
Okay. In other words, from at the bottom of Porter Street,
right.
Turn left and it's the second house.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether I've got some of the places straight that we had, but I'm better off if Bob asks me questions because I don't know when I'm veering off from something.
No, it was very good. It was gotten quite enough of it.
I told him how our boys flew early and why they, because he wondered if a lot of young people stayed around town. And I said I was always glad that ours got out when they did because a lot of boys stayed and
nothing
did not.
To do for young people.
Well, that's the situation today. When I taught at Housatonic, I was very concerned about, that problem. But
there were more things to do than there are now, Wolf, because I used to work in the garages. My brother worked down in the garage. That was another garage.
Grocery stores have to take up a lot
right.
of the slack here,
too. See, there were the stores and the grocery store, the garages and the theater and the bowling alley. You know, there were things in town for them to do, but they weren't careers. They were just ways to...
But at least there were some social activities.
But also, don't forget, for living, there are homes available to them. Places to rent, places to live in.
And that's
now it's priced right out of range. You can wait for a couple of dollars.
Then I was telling about the men's club that used to be there, where men went up, played pool, and anybody, not... No special age or anything, was it, huh?
No, people on men's club.
Yeah.
Well, I wish they had it now.
Yeah, he wishes they had it now. But then, there was something funny I was trying to remember just before, and now I can't remember things for 5 minutes.
Well, it happens.
Well,
but we do have a very clear picture of what Lakeville. It was fine.
We had so many stores, and even when Johnny and I came here to this house, we had Lakeville Food Center.
We made it in the restaurant.
Yes, I that was here when we got here.
Of course, there was. Thank heavens, there was that Village Tavern, which I'm glad is gone.
Yes, I remember getting a keg of beer there, which we took to the like when my brother came up to visit.
And the night that burned, Jane, I didn't even know it. Here we were right here.
Oh, yes, that was a question I had in mind. You mentioned in the course of, depicting what stores there were and so on, you mentioned that there were quite a number of fires.
Yes.
Fires.
Robert's building burned
three times.
Mm-hmm. Was arson expected, or was fact that it was a wooden building? And
wooden building and perhaps poor wiring or whatnot.
Right.
The Robert's building burned the top floor of first with a theater.
That's right. The theater was up there, too.
We used to play basketball. Mm-hmm. That burned off. That dropped at one. Finally, it took the whole thing. And that was when the First Nationals thing.
I was telling about the theater burned on Christmas Day, and that's over where, there's nothing there now.
Oh, it's where the pizza place is,
yeah.
The Brothers.
Yeah, but there was more to it than that. The post office was over there, too.
Yeah, so that the whole town has sort of shifted from where it was.
This used to be Lakeville was the center, whereas the Salisbury was the suburbs. You might say, it's changed the other way around. The store's in Salisbury.
Well, this
wasn't anything up in Salisbury, really. It was Kimberly's Market. There
wasn't too much up this street. Well, Dick was here before we came. Well, those people were there. But, I mean, this street was completely foreign to me. The only time I ever came up here was when my dad was a fireman, and they used to have clam bakes over there beyond the brook, and they would bring their families.
Also, there was an ice house where they used to cut ice in the 45. Ice house there, and there was an ice house down below.
Well, that's something that I remember on the lake. Every year they cut ice on the lake. Remember Dave Doty?
Mm-hmm. He had the ice house down back of where the mobile station is now, with an ice house there. Well, everybody had ice.
That's right.
Iceman came around before we threw it.
Oh, and Bob asked me what it was like when our boys were in school. I said, the one thing I do remember when they were growing up in their teens, there were no drugs.
No.
I couldn't remember anything about any drugs.
Drugs were into they
used
about maybe way down in the city or something like that. Mm-hmm.
That's what's changed this world so much.
Oh, badly.
It hasn't hit somebody like us as much as it would if we had children in that era.
Right.
So a lot of things I am so happy about. Johnny and I had 21 wonderful years on the lake. Good clean water. And there was nobody. When we built our house there where Bob Yoakum is now, before you get to Wagner's, or we used to call it Wagner's Corner, it's now God's. There was nothing all on the left there till you got way down. And we had wonderful neighbors. Finally, Bill Rainsford built there after a while. But the boys grew up at a good time, and they had that interest that I think worked out very well, their interest in flying. It certainly gave them good careers, and they seem happy. I mean, they can't imagine doing anything else, let's put it that way. I think anybody who flies could never be content to sit in an office from 9 to 5. I know even he couldn't, but he doesn't have to worry about it now.
You're still flying out of it.
Yeah, I still fly a picture.
We've had some wonderful years.
Another thing, I don't know whether you brought it up or not, but it used to be years ago, Hotchkiss boys were a big thing in town.
Hotchkiss boys.
Town. I mean, they fill up the jigger shop and the hub and places like that, and grocery stores, and there'd be, I'm talking, many of them come down every day.
Oh, the jigger shop was where the laundromat is.
Yeah.
The jigger shop, and what was an ice cream shop?
Yeah.
Oh, the little restaurant ice cream place, the tobacco and such
and
stuff.
And then in back of it, these drummers would come in with clothing.
Oh, yes.
And the Hotchkiss boys would come down and
buy clothing.
But was there any antagonism, the town and gown kind of antagonism between town?
No, not really.
Not that.
No,
it wasn't that way at all then.
The boys used to come down and they mingled with the townspeople.
Also, many times they'd come down and buy a sled or something like that and use it for the day and give it to some kid. Still looking back home, that type of thing.
Uh-huh. And I don't remember, Salisbury School didn't come down much, did they? Well, not like Hotchkiss. No. I forgot about the jigger shop, and of course, I told Bob, the hub was that brown building there, that it was the hub, it was also the
Bessie's Lunch.
Bessie's Lunch underneath it, and the, no, Bessie's Lunch wasn't underneath the hub.
No, Bessie's Lunch was underneath where the barber shop was.
Yeah, we did that part, my radio, the radio shop, Western Union.
Yeah, Western Union.
But the hub was run by the Dufours, Ma Dufour. And that's, you know Bob Dufour?
Yeah, I don't know him, but I know who he is, yes.
And we used to go, what was above there? Oh, Ray lived above there, but then they made that youth center out of it, and they were that.
Oh, they had a youth center?
Well, it didn't
Was that recent?
The kids tore it all apart, they had a youth center, but...
Not late, not that back then, Bob.
Oh, you mean that was more recent?
Probably the last 10 years or...
Oh, that was probably, yes, it was one of the teachers.
Kids in town that could amuse themselves, and now it seems that they can't unless somebody is organized for them, I understand.
We spent so much time, the lake was our big amusement in the daytime. Then we had the movies, and we had bowling, and we had skating, and...
Sleigh riding, too.
Huh?
Sleigh riding, too.
Hay riding?
Sleigh riding.
Hay rides, and we had...
Well, I don't remember, I was allergic to hay. But there was always, you never had to go out of town for too much because you could do all your shopping in town. You buy your gasoline in town, we went out of town and called the airport, but, you went to the movies, that was a big night when you went to the movies, and then I said we'd go to Kane and buy a hamburger, and probably the whole night wouldn't cost more than $2 a piece, if that.
Oh, gosh, 40 cents for the movies, the hamburger.
How much were the movies?
40 cents.
Oh, 40 cents.
And my dad used to run.
They had already gone up, I remember them when they were at dime.
My dad used to run the movie, so we got in for free. And Madeline Garrity played the piano, the player piano.
Right,
silent movies. And my dad, I remember one time, I don't know how he got out of the theater, but one of my brothers had saw a five-sided nut, you know, it was on a pole. It was choking. And I remember, I was just a kid then, I remember